Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with the daughter of the woman who invented the cheerleading liberty.
I'm so excited
Miss
to be here.
Miss Anna Grace Noah!
In the house. That actually is, that really should be my fun fact when I introduce myself. Oh. What if that was really why I was here today?
No, that is the coolest thing about you. No, it is why you're here today.
It is why, it's actually why I'm here today. We're going to talk about the fundamentals of cheerleading and how it got started. My mom did in 1974, my mother, Chris Shepherd, we have a different last name that throws people for a loop. She created the Liberty, which is a cheer move. One leg up. You guys, if you know, you know. Yeah, we'll put a photo. And it was originally actually like this versus a Hy-Vee, like the Statue of Liberty. Because it was around the 4th of July.
Yes.
It was cheer camp. My mom was the first UCA staff instructor.
Get out.
Yes. There was like a...
This is iconic.
She's an icon. And then she went on to found Varsity Brands and like literally she's a founding father.
Oh, she's literally the Michael Jordan of the cheer world.
Yes, she is. Dead ass.
But cheerleading's just not taken seriously.
Unfortunately,
because it's like one of the hardest sports in the world.
It is. I feel like Cheer, you know, the Netflix series Cheer.
Yeah.
I think it really brought like a lot of attention to cheerleading. But I do feel like I do feel like, I don't know if like varsity was like really like they got a good, they painted them in like a good light. My mom since retired, but she, at age 19, she was one of the founding fathers along with the Webb brothers. If you guys are like into cheer facts, that's one of the facts.
Wow.
But she didn't win the Liberty and it is like probably
the coolest there was
fact.
A Mount Rushmore for
cheerleading,
she would be on it.
Yes.
Slay.
Yes, slay. Slay. Cool they actually have ever. A they actually have like a thing. It's called like Varsity Legends. So that would be like the Mount Rushmore of cheerleading. And my mom is, she's there. She's like yay high. She's just a little tiny woman, but that woman is she's fierce.
Oh, I mean, she's just like you.
She is like me, but she's actually like more intense, if you could imagine.
Oh, I love it. So Anna Grace and I have, this is one of the many things that we have in common that we cheered growing up.
Yes.
But I guess for the listener, the viewer that has never met you, give yes. them a little 411.
Okay. Yes.
I'm like, everything Anna Grace.
Let me just check it away. You really came out hot with the Liberty fact. That was that's probably like the coolest thing about me. So we'll just go back from there.
Okay.
I have been on Instagram since like 2015. I was originally a wardrobe stylist doing fashion, worked for Free People, Urban Outfitters, styling. When Free People, back when they had like Instagram conglomerates, I was over the Southeast District.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And then I was a fashion editor of magazine. And then I went to Nashville and started doing like reality TV and music videos and album art and super funky, crazy, eclectic. Like my style's definitely wild. And I feel like that's why TK and I jive, because we're like, let's do something crazy and wear a light up cowgirl.
We're crazy
hat.
Girls. Yeah. Yeah, literally.
We are crazy. So I got my following and foundation off of fashion, still heavily influenced by fashion and love fashion. But as I approach, I'll be 30 in July.
Which
wait.
Is crazy.
I know. I like feel like a little bitty bop. I don't know.
It's crazy.
I know. But I'll be 30 in July. So I have evolved a bit on my journey. And essentially, I had this crazy near-death experience when I was the transitional time, that good time we'll talk about between age 25 to 26, where your whole life really does change the most, which is where TK is at. So
literally.
This comes into play. I had this crazy near-death experience. I won't go into it because it is quite long, but I did like a 50-minute episode on my podcast. You guys, is the first episode there if you're into that stuff.
AG University, check
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, episode one. It's old AG can't come to the phone anymore. Why? Because she's dead. Literally. We love a T-Swift play.
Yeah.
So that happened, and I had this mass awakening to, wow, there really is something else out there. And I always wanted to believe in, like, spirituality or religion or all these things, and I just never quite, like, really, like, super connected to it. But I always wanted to,
okay.
you know. Came from, like, more of a, like, a stricter religious background. Maybe a lot of people do in the South.
Born and raised in Memphis.
Yes, in Memphis, Tennessee.
Then went to college in Arkansas.
Yes.
Okay. Then you moved to Nashville. So heavy South upbringing.
Yes, yes. So was totally just unfamiliar with anything in the energy world. Like, even, like, manifestation. Like, law of attraction. I was a zero.
Okay.
I was a zero. So I have this crazy experience, and I'm gifted all of this new perspective that, like, wow, there is so much more out there. I slowly started getting into energy work myself. And so now I also do fashion, which fashion is energy. And we can talk about that, how clothing carries energy, because I think that's a really interesting concept for people. But also I started, which TK keeps saying, let's normalize the Akashic Records.
On this episode, we will be normalizing the Akashic Records, by the way. So tune in. Ears, get your ears ready.
Because I know everyone's going to go, what is the Akashic Records? My whole life is people going, what is that? So it is, you know, probably part of my mission here to just make it literally just like a normal, like, I'm a normal person. I love fashion. I love all these things. I think there is this misconception that if you're like into spirituality or all of these concepts that you're like,
hey,
this, right, you're woo, you're this certain type of person. And I'm like, no, I love fashion. I love a good latte. This morning I was like, I'm an LA girly. I was at Face Gym getting my face massage.
You did go.
Best money I've ever spent.
Okay, great. Good, yes. good.
If you guys are here, go to the one hotel location. Go see my girl, Sarah. Healing hands. She did something special to me.
No, you look great.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel great. So anyways, just the fact is that, yes, I am into spirituality and manifestation and all these things, but I also love a lot of other things. And I love fashion and styling and all these things. So anyways, but I was a wardrobe stylist seeing influencers and celebrities and musicians. And then I had this crazy experience. And then I started just very organically doing energy readings for people. It's like they would come to me to do a style consultation, and then somehow we would end up over here doing energy work and reading. So I am clairvoyant. It's in the same family as mediumship, but I offer predominantly Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records, I will try to explain because I know everyone's like, what is that? And TK's mission is to normalize it, which makes me giggle.
Normalize the Akashic Records.
It's a mouthful. And TK's also like, I literally don't know what it is. But the funny thing is that after TK turned 25, she's like, Anna Grace, I need you to do a reading. Like, obviously, we've been friends. We love each other. We trust each other. She's like, I need you to do a reading. I don't even care. Don't know what it is, but let's do it. So we're going to talk about the reading. But
she, I had my Akashic Records read.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And so anyways, the Akashic Records, it's basically, I always tell people, it's like angel readings. It's super light. It's super love-filled. Very gentle information to connect you with your soul's purpose. Mm-hmm. It's connecting you with your higher self, connecting you with your intuition, God, source, universe, whatever words feel comfortable to people. It's just a very loving, light, gentle energy read that we kind of did for TK. And you actually can ask questions. So she submitted some questions to me. Mm-hmm. And then I went in, I do like a meditation, I do a little opening prayer, and then I delivered some information to her, which is what we're going to talk about today. So essentially, Akashic Records is, it's like your soul's library, right? It's like past, present, and future. So there is a future piece to it, which is the clairvoyance. But we stayed pretty much in alignment with like, what is truly going to move the needle for me? Like, what is truly going to make me the happiest in this lifetime? Like, what is truly going to align me with my highest version of self, right? Because we're all here to align with our best version of mm-hmm. self. And the Akashic Records, it's a practice. It's a very ancient. It's been around forever. And, you know, I think it's can be what people reference as like God's plan. You mm-hmm. know, it's mm-hmm. just if we were to wake up one day and say, hey, if it was the best version of myself, like, what is she doing? And it's tapping into that energy. And then I kind of guide people being like, hey, here's your next three steps in this direction that maybe you haven't looked or you've forgotten or you are scared to go because someone told you, you know, that that was silly or stupid or whatever. But really, I'm sitting here telling you that this is the path that I'm seeing for you without you telling me that too. You know what I mean? I'm just validating back to them that their dream, like I see it too without you having to like tell me the dream. I'm like, yeah, I already saw it too. Like I see this for you. So the experience is meant to connect you with basically this God's plan, this highest version, this best version of you. If I woke up and was on this, the most elevated path, like where am I going and what am I doing? And also working with people to look backwards a little bit too and say, hey, this might be a mindset or a limiting belief or a belief system that's holding you back. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes we don't even really know what it is that's holding us back. Like, why are we scared to do the thing? Why am I stuck in this mm-hmm. situation? So that's the work that I specialize in. That's what my podcast is about, AG University. It's all about reconnecting with intuition and self, but in a very gentle way. Like I tell everyone, like, you don't have to be like super woo-woo. People write me all the time. They're like, I'm actually not that spiritual, but I just really like what you say. Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds good.
Well, I'd rather be woo-woo than boring.
Yeah. You know, it's fun right? to have a little something, but I never want people to be like turned off. Like, we're going to like go into the vortex or something. No. Like, you know. Like,
no, it's very light and yeah, easy to understand.
It's yeah, it's digestible. It's
honestly,
tangible.
I did not for a second feel weird.
Yeah.
Oh, know, oh during yeah. my
yes,
reading.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh. So and I like love it. I feel like it's such a gift that I had. I mean, unfortunately I had a really like scary experience, but I'm fine. I'm here. I'm alive. She's thriving. She's almost 30. She's flirty.
Flirty and thriving.
Yeah. And now I get to work with people and help them and connect with people through my podcast. And, you know, I've been doing kind of group readings there. I'm just playing with what it looks like to explore this further, because for a couple of years I really was pretty private about it and just stuck with fashion. So I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to share this with the internet. And when I moved to Florida, I really stepped in fully and was like, you know what? This is me. This is my most authentic version of self. This is what I love. I love helping people. I always see the best in people. I see their potential and I mm-hmm. want them to know it. So I'm going to do this and I'm going to step into this and I'm going to say, I don't give a darn. I don't know. Am I allowed to cuss on here?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
I was going to say fork it up or something.
Fork it up.
Fork it up.
Well, can I jump in?
Yes.
Okay. I just have to say, first of all, it's been so cool being your friend, watching you almost find your higher version of yourself.
Yes.
Because, or the highest version of yourself, because you, when I met you, you were full-blown stylist, Nashville bachelorette.
Yes.
Party girly.
Yes.
Which I died for.
Yeah,
and I literally commented on her photo when I found you on the gram. And I was like, can we be best friends? And that's how we became friends.
That's literally how we met. And I said, yes.
Yes. But we have such similar energy and vibes and whatever. So it's been so cool because, you know, ever since we met, and then we would hang out in Nashville, and she hosted me several times in Nashville, and every time she came to LA, we would meet up, etc. You, I think it was 3 years ago now, at Hayley Ringo's house, had your angel cards with you, and that was the first time, and you were dabbling.
Yes.
And I think I had you, no, I don't think, I know you read, or you pulled some cards for me.
Yes.
And I could just tell you were like so excited, but in a way that was like so relaxed and chill, which like sometimes I feel like when you're, you just know shit's going to happen when you're very calm about things. But you could tell you were really into it, or you could be really into it. You were pulling some cards for our close friends. And I had a great experience with that. And it's so cool that this has become your like basically full-time thing, because I just have to brag about AG for a second, because this is her full-time job. And this girl is booked and busy with important people, celebrities, reading them 24/7. It's absurd. I literally had to beg her to put me, like, make a slot for me to read my Akashic Records to me. Because
normalize Akashic Records.
Literally, yeah, normalize Akashic Records. It's so hard to say.
Normalize Akashic Records. It's a mouthful.
So anyway, this is the real deal. Very important people. Go to her to get a reading. And clearly it's working, because just by word of mouth, you have exploded in this department, which is so cool, because you quite literally have found, it seems like, your highest self, or just the best version of yourself currently for where you're at.
And I feel like there's the truest, most authentic version of self, even when, if people don't understand it, or like even they're like, I've never heard of this, or I'm so unfamiliar. It's just everyone leaves feeling so much clarity and empowering. It's just a very positive experience, and I just love that I can be a part of it. And I do feel like I have connected with my highest version of self. And even like Austin, my boyfriend, partner, all the things, we love him, king. He's always like,
king, slay.
He's a king, slay. He is always like, he's like, I have no idea what, like, he's always like, the Akashic Records, what do we, like, it took him a while to even get it down. You're doing great.
He literally is a former football coach.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, when they're speaking football, that's what I'm like hearing, the Akashic Records.
Yeah, you're like, and the pass, you know what I mean? To the Akashic Records. That's, yeah, that's a touchdown.
Touchdown Akashic. Go Hoosiers.
Okay. Go Hoosiers. Woo! Whooping. So, yeah, anyways, I don't even know where I was going with that. But I do, and it feels so good to step into my highest version of self, most authentic version of self, even though I will say it was scary. And the scariest things, I do feel like the high risk, high reward, it's there, because now I'm getting asked to be on the freaking board of advisors for CEOs of companies that I've always consume their products and looked up to them, and I'm like, wow, like, done one reading with them, and they're like, okay, we want you to be on our team, like, we now cannot make a business decision without you before we do these mergers. And I'm like, oh my god, me, I'm like, okay. Saddle
which
up.
Is epic.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that even if it's scary to be your truest, most authentic version of self, it is whenever you step into the thing that you're most passionate about or excited about, even if you feel like people might not understand it, it is so rewarding. And also, I feel like everyone, even if they don't know about energy work or all this stuff, has just been so on board and supportive.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love
you
it.
Included. Thank you.
Oh my God. No, I'm a huge fan.
Thank
Normalize
you.
Akashic Records. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
As you all know, if you've been a loyal follower of mine for the past half of a year, I turned 25 on June 25th. I'm a Cancer baby, so is Anna Grace. Yeah. And I immediately entered my quarter life crisis, which was just a lot of confusion. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of unknown, a lot of questioning everything. Like, it was the first time in my life I had no clear direction of where I wanted to head. Mm-hmm. And I always have had a very clear direction, been very confident in where I see myself going. It was the first time I was like, wait, what? Am I, like, in the right field? Am I doing the right thing? Am I happy? Do I like the people I'm around? Like, it was just, like, zooming out, yeah, seeing, just, like, testing the waters or, yeah, I don't know. I felt like my 25-year-old self was just, like, confused as hell.
Yeah.
So going into the second half of my 25th year, I felt like I was coming around a corner a little bit, but still confused as hell. So I literally begged Anna Grace to read me, just because, I don't know, I was looking for any type of help,
right,
or
clarity,
direction, clarity, et cetera. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, is the exact type of person that kind of comes to you for,
right,
a reading.
Yes.
Whether that's, you know, you're in a family crisis, you're in a work, career, life crisis,
yes,
health scare, et cetera.
Yes.
I'm sure all of those things would direct you to someone like Anna Grace.
Yes.
But for me, it was definitely the quarter life crisis. Mm-hmm. So if you are in the same boat as I am, or you're about to approach that, because baby girl, if you're 24, it's about to happen, I would go ahead and follow her podcast. I was just on it, by the way, so you can listen to our episode. But she spills all the tea, basically, that happens in an Akashic reading,
yeah,
throughout her podcast. It's very informative. It's very like practical and tip oriented. I love it. Mm-hmm. So I definitely recommend it. It's great for, I would say, girls in their like 20s, 30s, or guys, whatever.
Yeah.
But someone like me really resonated with it. And anyway, I was very privileged to get a reading done by Miss AG. And we did it in February. Mm-hmm. And I already feel like, you know how I said I was like starting to come around the corner? I feel like I'm like around the corner now.
Yeah.
And like I know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. Which feels forking amazing. Mm-hmm. So let's just, I want to kind of like step into the reading, mm-hmm. here and like walk through the steps, okay. of like how it goes. And I'm down to share what kind of happened, yes. during mine. Obviously not the like extreme personal stuff, but I'm down to share because I feel like it's helpful, yeah. for people.
Yeah. And it's a lot of like universal teaching. A lot of people, yes. like universal struggles. Like so, yes. normal to go to turn 25 and be like, what am I doing? Like, yes. I went through that. When you called me and you're like kind of having this bobble moment.
I was like, please help.
Yeah. And I was like, I remember. Like, I'm with you. I see you. I support you. So, yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay. So someone signs up. They want to get their Akashic records, mm-hmm. read. What's the first step? Is it the sending the questions?
Yep. So I only opened the link through my newsletter, by the way, you guys. I don't have any. There's so many imposter accounts right now trying to solicit money, like fake, you know. They're like, hey, this is Anna Grace's backup account. Want to book a reading and like try to swindle money. So anyways, you will only get a link through my newsletter. And then you get a link as soon as you sign up with me that sends you a PDF that explains the type of questions that you can ask in a reading. And this is specific because it's primarily questions that are what, how, and why. Typically tell people to stay away from when, keeping the timeline. Let's just keep it open because I don't want to lock you into too many future timelines, because mm-hmm. then people kind of fixate on like November, it's something's gonna happen in November, you know, like, mm-hmm. unless it's just something I know it's like really positive or something for you to work towards. So, and I also don't like people to ask, it's not really even like technically allowed in the Akashic records to do like yes or no, because like I don't have the power to tell someone yes or no.
You should do this or you shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, like everything is a lesson. Everything's a learning lesson. You could say like, why is this coming up? And we could talk about the mm-hmm. lesson. But I am not like the end all be all, you know, I am not God. I'm not here to tell you yes, no, good, bad, you know. So we're just going to get into like, what is the meaning behind a lot of this? Like, why am I struggling? What can I do to seek clarity? So do you want to share kind of some of your questions?
Yeah, I'm going to share them. But I was going to ask really quickly, is there like a common question that people ask?
I think a lot of people want to know more about what their purpose is here. Like, and just if you guys are listening and you're like, I never really thought about that. Like, everyone is here with a purpose. Mm-hmm. Everyone is here on purpose. Everyone has a purpose. Everyone has something that they are here to do in this lifetime. I'm mm-hmm. a firm believer. So a lot of people like to know their purpose, or they like to know maybe some of their like energetic gifts. Like, what are like people a lot of times want to know more of like their strengths and things for them to lean into. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes it's like we're good at things and we think like, oh, that's normal. Like, everyone's good at that. Or like, what are their energetic gifts? What can they step into? What's holding me back? Mm-hmm. What is this person's role in my life? What lesson was I supposed to learn from this situation that was really hard? Mm. Like, why did I go through that? Those are the types of questions that come up frequently. Mm-hmm. But I think everyone, a lot of them were like, what is my next best move in career? Or, you know, what is something I should focus on more in this season of growth, business opportunity? Or why is my business struggling right now? Yeah. What am I not seeing?
Oh, okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Love those questions. Those are just great questions, I feel like, as journal prompts.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys.
Get down dirty in the journal.
Let's do it.
Tonight.
I love it.
Anyway, okay, so these are my questions that I came up with. And I have to just say, shout out to my best friend Libby, because she helped me with these, or helped me decide which ones to keep and which ones to nix. I had a bunch. I narrowed it down. I was supposed to bring 4 to 5, and I brought 6. So
it's okay.
These are my questions.
Let it ride.
One was, what should I be prioritizing this year? 2 was, how do I implement more romance and love into my life? 3 was, what area of my life will bring me the most happiness? 4, what area in my career will bring me the most success? 5, what can I be doing a better job of? And 6, where in my life do I need to take more risks?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful questions.
Thank you. My thought process behind the questions was I really wanted to hit like the main parts of my life, like romance, career, and overall just like well-being and happiness.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I wanted to. I'm sure there's some people that like hone in on just career or just like live life or whatever, but I wanted a little mix of everything.
A little sprinkle.
So you pulled cards for me.
Yeah, I have unicorn little affirmation oracle cards. Mm-hmm. And so I pull cards first to get just a general theme for something that, basically something that's coming up for them, something to be celebrated and something to maybe shift our energy around. It kind of sets, it's like sets the theme for the reading. Mm-hmm. And then I do a meditation and I journal all of the information that I get when I go into the Akashic Records. It's like I said, it's an opening prayer. Go in, I journal out your questions, and then I just start receiving a ton of information. Mm-hmm. And I write it all down. TK literally had like 7 pages in a composition notebook worth of information. And then I get on the call and present the information to TK. So yes. That's the process.
You want to read the... One of the main things that, or one of the cards you pulled was freedom.
Yes. And that's part of your soul's purpose here as well.
Okay.
It's to experience freedom, freedom of self-expression, and to invite other people to step into true freedom. What does it mean to them? Ultimately, a lot of times people want to like make money and do all these things. Really, they want freedom. They want freedom to live their life how they want to live their life, you know? So you're here to show people that they can live this beautiful, expansive life of freedom. Freedom to be who they want to be.
Okay, cool. So this was like the main thing you pulled for me, I think.
Yeah, this is the freedom card. The unicorn oracle
this
card.
This is the unicorn card. Okay. You are a free spirit with an infinite soul who cannot and should not be caged. It is time to forge your own path through life and create everything you want, regardless of how others think you should live. You may have held back to please someone or to protect yourself from judgment. You may have put your dreams on hold, believing they are too wild and outrageous or that you don't deserve a life that magical. You may have been waiting for approval from someone who will never give it. Now your heart is calling you to freedom. It is time to create the reality that will light you up the most and allow you to be true to your soul. It is time to break the chains of limitation that delay your dreams and remember that anything is possible. It is time to stop caring what others may think of your life choices or how envious they may be of your freedom and do it anyway. This beautiful winged horse invites you to ride on her back, high above judgments and into the magic of infinite possibilities. She encourages you to fly free, to let your hair stream in the wind, and take pleasure in your new life. You are a free spirit. Soar into your wondrous life and never look back.
Love it.
Which I like, I feel like someone's gonna be like, oh, everyone could resonate with that. But yeah. Like that, lights on.
Lights on. And well, and also
that was amazing, that card for me.
It was.
It hit different.
And also I'm like, I have gotten to a place where I've been using those cards forever. So I'm like, I know exactly what's going on with the cards. But to give you guys a little backstory, the AG University mascot is the dancing unicorns.
Uh-huh. Shout out the dancing unicorns.
So that's why I have the unicorn cards. Austin was like, what about the fighting unicorns? I'm like, no, what about the dancing? You know, like the fighting. He wanted like a true football mascot.
Yes.
I was like, I kind of like the dance. I like
but
prancing.
They dance.
Yeah.
The prancing.
So it is kind of the prancing unicorn. So it like makes everybody giggle. So anyways, unicorn card though. But freedom, and that was a big theme for you right now, is that you are entering into this phase of 25 of really being like, this is actually what I want to do. But at the same time, you were being tethered to, but this is what I should do.
Yes.
And in so many areas of your life. And so that was why when TK came on my podcast, she was like, I literally feel like you flipped a switch in my brain as to why have I been doing all of these things?
Yes.
For other people. And I literally wrote her a little permission slip and slid it to her and said, TK, this is what you're supposed to be doing over here.
No, you did.
Yeah. And she's like, that's what I want to be doing. I'm like, that's what we're going to do.
So the example I used on her podcast, which guys, please go listen to it, was like feeling like I need to go to all of these social obligations, example, i.e. birthdays, But it's like a silly example, but it reigns true. Like in my head, deadass, I thought I would be like a bad human or like a bad friend if I didn't go to every single birthday that I was invited to. But the reality is like I need time to water my own plant before mm-hmm. I can water someone else's. Mm. And I don't know why I needed Anna Grace to tell me that. Sometimes you do.
Sometimes you do. But sometimes it really is. I feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like people come to me and I give them a permission slip to be themselves. It's like they've been in this arm wrestle with themselves being like, I should do this. And I'm like, no. It's not what you're designed to do. You're actually designed and you're stepping into, as we get older, we need more alone time. We need time. We need boundaries. Mm-hmm. We need these things so that we can take care of ourselves and step into this version of self that we're ready to step into. It's like you just need someone to tell you like, hey, you don't have to go to all the birthday parties. You don't have to. And also, too, it really was translating into your content. It was a metaphor for a lot of other things yes. in your life.
Yes.
I feel like you described it really well on my podcast, too, as to how you're like, why have I been running around doing all these things for all these other people, bringing my A game, giving them my love, which I can say because I am your friend. You are an incredible friend. But still, it's like you were doing all these things, but you're like, why am I not showing up for me? Why am I not doing these?
I wasn't bringing my A game for my shit.
Yeah.
Like for any of my shit.
Yeah. But you know, we'll do it. And I have gone through that same awakening as to like, I will literally spread myself so thin, drain my cup, everything dry as a bone for other people. And then I get home and I'm like, freaking -100, and I'm like, why did I let myself get here? You know, and then you start resenting situations yes. outside of us, right?
Which you're is like, unhealthy.
But I tell people it's like we place resentment on, you know, other people because we're like, oh my gosh, why would they ask so much of that? And TK's like, of course they would ask. I always say yes.
Yes.
You know?
I always say yes.
And you always look cute as a button.
And I always show up cute as a button. If someone is in a similar situation as I was with, example, the birthdays or like feeling like they're showing up for everyone else but not showing up mm-hmm. for themselves, what's a small practical tip they can start implementing into their life to, you know, put themselves on a pedestal versus everyone else?
Right. Well, first, I love telling people to do like a life review or an autopsy. I've actually made a lot of metaphors for this one. I made one for Austin. I was like, I feel like you got some sports people here. You like sports.
Yeah.
We'll go with our sports metaphor.
Love.
So football coaches, mm-hmm. if you guys don't know this, I'm with one and they watch a shit ton of film. Much film. They're always reviewing film before they go into the next game to prepare plays and just to get prepared, right? Mm-hmm. Got to have a schedule, got to have a game plan. But you have all this film, all this time to go back. You got to review it, right? So I want to invite you guys to review the film. Review the past month.
Ooh, okay. Love this.
Right?
Review the film.
Review the film before we go into the next one, right? That's what we do.
Turn to the next game.
Yeah.
Got
it. So before we go into the next game, say that's the month or whatever you got going on. You're going to go back. You're going to review the film. And you're going to do an assessment, right? You're going to look at your players, who's on the bench, who's close to you. Who do we like? Who do we want to bench?
Wow.
Right?
This is great.
Yeah.
Like, I need to bench more people in my life.
Yeah. Like, who are we benching? Who do we want to tap in? Who do we want to make a priority? Who's playing good?
Yeah.
Who's, like, worth TK's juicy, juicy good energy?
Wow.
Right? Who are we looking to for advice? Who's our coach? Who's our mentor? Literally, who's around us?
Who makes the plays?
Who makes the plays? And I always tell people, too, like, if you're kind of doing, like a look back on the month, like, I do this at the end of every year. You can do it at the end of every week, whatever. Look back at your camera roll. Like, who was I taking photos with? Look at your notes. Look at your calendar. Was it super full? And then I want you to go through and just write a quick little blurb. Okay, we've done this data. We reviewed the film, right? We looked at all the things that were going on last month. And just do a quick little thing like, how did I feel? Did I feel like so drained?
Love this tip. I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Like, just go back and look and be like, ew, why was I there? Oh my gosh, I literally feel like that sucked the life out of me. Right, so then now we know going into next month, hey, you're benched.
Wow. Anna Grace, I love this. I'm going to do this tonight.
Yeah, so everyone, do a film review. Review the film. We're going to run it back. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at all the people. We're going to say, these people feed my soul. They light me up. They've got me excited. They believe in me. These people suck the life out of me, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like doing a little mental scan. And I always tell people, it doesn't mean you have to drop them or cut them out of your life or whatever. It's just, how accessible am I going to be? Or am I going to continue showing up for them? Are they showing up for me? Mm-hmm. Right? Because of course you're going to show up because you're an incredible human. But also you've got to kind of go back and look at all these things. Or are they watering my plant, like you said? So I always encourage people to go back, review the film, take some notes, and ultimately connect it with, how did I really feel? Did I feel so spread thin?
Love this.
Yeah, because going forward, we're going to switch it up. We're going to have a better strategy and a play. Because if you don't know where you're going, the best place you can look is where we've been, how we felt. Just check in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love that so much. I think that's such a good tip. I feel like for me, what was the
catalyst?
Or no, what was like the light bulb that really went off in my head is like, yes, I might be a good friend and be really nice showing up for all these people. Like, I might be nicer than others because I do that, but I'm not being smart. Like, as sometimes you got to be smart and realize, like, that's not a smart move to go and just show up for someone that you don't really know just because you're nice. Sometimes it's smarter to stay home and have time to think or to process or to work on your own shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not being smart right now.
Well, and
I'm being nice.
Well, and it goes back into this very innate inside of all of us that we all want to be liked. We all want to feel a part of community. We all want to feel, you know, a closeness, right? Connection, community. And I know that's something that's really important to you. So it's checking in with yourself and being like, am I just showing up because I want this person to like me, or am I showing up because I want to be there?
Yes.
Because they're not going to not like you if you're like, hey, I'm busy, right?
Yes.
That's the biggest misconception, is that like, someone's gonna hate me because I missed their birthday party. Like, anytime I have a birthday, I'm like, everybody, I'm sending out an invitation. Come if you want. If not, no hard feelings. Like,
also, if they are weird about you not showing up, they're weird.
Right.
Like, that's someone maybe you should bench.
Right.
Because, like,
that's a them thing.
That's a them thing. That's not a you thing.
Right.
Anyone that gives me any sass about, oh, I can't show up, is beyond weird. Especially at this age. Everyone's busy.
Everyone's busy.
How can you not?
Everybody's just, yeah. Yeah.
It's unless like, it's like your best friends, like getting married. Like, maybe show up to that.
Yeah, but totally. Yeah. No one's going to, you know, dislike you or whatever the reason that we always feel like we have to be places. There is a deeper kind of something behind it. It's like, oh, I'm, you know, don't want to let people down, or, you know, yada, yada, yada. But the more that we can take a step back, that was like part of what we talked about in your reading, which is like taking like literally 5 seconds to just check in with yourself and be like, is this a full body yes, or is this just like, I'm absolutely going to force myself to go? Because then I'm going to start placing resentment or blame on the situation. Like, why am I?
And then I'm mad when I get there, and I'm not fun to be around.
Totally. Totally. Same.
So that was huge. Yeah. Some of you are probably like, well, no shit, TK, you should have figured that on your own. You know what? We all have our flaws. And I need to figure that out through my Akashic reading.
Yeah.
So I want to go through the questions and kind of like dissect what I learned.
Okay.
The first one was, what should I be prioritizing this year? Which I really resonated with you saying that you were like, these two words would not show up during your reading. And I was like, what are they? And you were like, jumping and bopping around. And travel. Like, those were the big things, which I was not expecting you to say, genuinely. I thought you were gonna say like grind, or like do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like put your head down and like,
no.
And it was quite literally the opposite.
Yeah.
Which is cool, because I didn't feel like in my soul I like had it in me to like grind the way I was expecting. I guess, I don't know, myself to say, or you to say. So anyway, bopping and jumping around, can you kind of explain what that means?
Yeah, so TK is an incredibly driven individual. And there are times in our life where we have to be in that grind, hustle, go, go, go. And, you know, being in LA, there's a lot of energy. But I do feel like as we step into more of our authentic self, and we're, you know, kind of turning, I feel like 25 is just like, it's just really a pivot. It's a pivot moment.
It's a huge pivot year.
And so you got to kind of shake things up a little bit. You've got to loosen the grip on literally being so tethered to like, I have to do these things every day. My routine must look like this. I da 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 da. And it's a very common narrative that so many people get lost in, of of being like, I must be in this routine or discipline in order to succeed. And I'm not saying everybody throw the routine and discipline out the window, but I do think there is a time and a place when we are stepping into expansion or growth or a new era. Like, you're stepping into a new era. And actually, a time for you to connect with yourself, this like true free version of TK, this magnetic version. That's the fun version people love to watch. Like, yes, they want to know your routines and they love to know your nitty gritty and all these things. But how fun is it to take a last minute trip? Because you can, because you've built this whole career that's your schedule and you're in control. But it's almost like you're placing the control outside of you, being like,
yes,
I must upload for my viewers and I must do all these things, which is great that you care about them and you love them. But there was this part of you that was sacrificing you again. Remember?
Yes. I wasn't being me. I was uploading stupid shit that I thought people would want, which I know some people are not going to be able to relate because you don't have this job. But I was doing things for others again and not doing what I wanted, which inevitably is not that interesting to watch as a viewer.
Right. Yeah. Because
I'm not interested.
You could be like freaking knitting a blanket and you could be like just freaking having the best time ever. And I would watch you instead of a get ready with me, I'd watch you knit a blanket and tell me a story.
Yes.
But if you were so excited about it, I would be like so excited about it. Uh-huh. And I don't even know anything. You know, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. And people, and I think it does apply to people, even if you're not a content creator. It's just when we get caught up doing the things that we think everyone else wants us to do, we lose the excitement and the zest and the zeal that actually attracts people to us. Right.
Exactly.
It's actually what makes us magnetic and fun to watch.
Exactly. I think the same thing goes for dating. Like, people want someone that is like living their best life, doing the things they love, like trying new things, like following their like passion or whatever. Like, that's the type of guy I'm interested in. Like, oh my God, he's so into this. Or like, he has a clear vision of what he wants, et cetera. Yes. And we don't want someone that's just doing what they think they should for others.
No.
Like, I don't want to date someone like that. I want to date someone who's like, no, I forking love basketball.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh my gosh. I am an energy reader with a football player. Yeah. Like, it was very random, but he was so passionate and into his own thing and independent in his own identity.
Which is hot.
It was so hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Hot, damn. Austin.
Well, Austin, we love you, daddy. So anyways, but it's the same thing. Here's how I'm going to flip the script. When you are seeking a partner who's got this strong sense of self and identity and all of these things, we have to show up as that person as well.
Yes.
Right? So that's, it's like you're being pushed into this era of really standing in your power and being like, no, I know me. I am TK. I know what the fuck is up. Mm-hmm. And if I want to travel and bop around, it's like, that's what people want to watch you do because that's what you want to do. That's like the true essence. And it's like, as soon as you said that, you're like, I you felt like so relieved, like, oh my gosh, thank God. Like, that's,
I was like, thank God I have so many trips planned.
Yeah.
I was feeling so guilty.
Yes. It's like she was feeling guilty about all these trips and this travel. And I'm like, no, that's like you've worked so hard to get to this place to play in that freedom and to explore and to do all these things. And that's like what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Not fighting the, I've got to stay like tethered to my schedule and routine and uploads and all these things. Like, how freaking boring would that get after a while if that's like all we ever did?
True.
You've got to like invite in a little randomness, because when we invite in the randomness of life, that's when we get the little like nuggets that lead us to the next thing. And that's how we meet the people that invite us into the space where we're going to be working on these bigger shoots. And that's how we're actually going to move the needle in a bigger way, versus sometimes we just want to lock ourselves in our house and like work on the things that we can kind of control. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, we got to get out there and live a little.
Yes, exactly. That was another huge word for me that came up. Was randomness. Mm-hmm. You kept saying that. You were like, you need to embrace randomness more.
Yeah.
Which I think goes along with the same lines of like, just get out and do, like, stop being so rigid with yourself.
Yeah, there was just a lot of rigidity in the sense of, okay, when we're in these times of where we lack clarity, it's because we're supposed to be moving into something new or different. The things that we've been in are no longer serving us for a reason. If we did the same thing our whole entire life, it would be a very boring life, right? But when we're like, I don't initially know what it is, play in this energy of, wow, what if I just invited in some randomness? What if a friend invited me to a pottery class and I was like, I've kind of always wanted to learn pottery. I don't know. Maybe that's something. And the next thing you know, you freaking meet someone at the pottery class who invites you into this. And it's like, that's like the universe is always conspiring in your favor to get you in these places, to show you this next steps. It's like, hey, TK, we want to show you this next wave. But you're like, no, I'm busy. I'm uploading and I'm in my schedule, you know? And that's how we kind of block ourselves from this true state of alignment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Not to call you out.
No. That's exactly what I was doing. And it's funny because, like, as you were speaking, I was like, it's so crazy because we had the reading after my South Africa trip, but that was like the most random thing ever. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because I was like, Anna Grace, like, that could not have been the most, like, more random, right? Which was great because I was like, oh my God, I'm like, I'm living what I'm supposed to be doing, right? But, like, the long story short version of that is I last minute got invited in December to a wedding in South Africa and literally booked my flight in January.
I love it.
And thank God Ashley and Jackson were invited, which is her boyfriend, because we were basically like a throuple for the trip.
Love it.
But it also so random, like the fact that we went on this trip and it was like me, Ashley, and Jackson, like kind of a random group. I show up in South Africa and like a lot of, I feel like when I came back from the trip, you were like, how's the trip? And I was like, dude, it was so good. Like I learned so much. I met these people, et cetera. It like did so much for me. And that like solidified, like that trip solidified everything you said to me in the reading. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I knew it. Thank God I said yes to that random ass invite. Yes. Because I mean, like no offense, but like how often do you like last minute go to South Africa? Me? Not really. But now but I'm going to TK. Try. Yeah, new TK? Fork, yes. Invite me to your wedding in South Africa.
I'll be there.
Yeah, no, literally. So, yeah. Okay, that was like the first thing for what should I be prioritizing this year. I feel like that was the randomness, the bopping around, the traveling.
It's like literally getting away from your schedule to make room for expansion, growth, freedom, more of the authentic self, what we're moving into.
Yeah, getting out of my bubble, et cetera. Okay, next question was, how do I implement more romance and love into my life?
Yes.
Do you kind of remember? Because yeah. I can, okay.
So, and I sometimes when I do these readings for people, I'm like, listen, I am not calling you out. I am simply the messenger, okay?
Yeah. Well, okay, I just want to preface one thing. The reason I asked this question is because I feel like I am such a workaholic in like, slightly an unhealthy way that I never let myself actually feel things or like put myself out there because like it's scary and I'm like in my comfort zone just like grinding right,
yeah,
which is like cool, but I get to a point like I don't want to be 35 or however old and like not be doing life with someone,
right?
So that was like a scary question for me to ask because I'm like, oh, that means like I need to try in this department because I don't currently. And I like blow things off. I don't take it seriously. I like am like, men are trash. But I need to stop. I need to grow up, essentially. So that's why I asked.
So, and it was a beautiful question, and we got some good information because the first scenario that I was seeing that I was like laughing because I guess I didn't see it through this lens, and so it was funny. It was just like how TK can go into a situation immediately, almost like putting herself in the friend zone because it's a defense mechanism. And I say that because like I've been there where I'm like, I just want to be liked in this situation, and I don't want there to be this pressure for these guys to see me in a certain way and then potentially reject me if they don't like me.
Yes.
So what if we're all just bros?
I'm immediately broing out with people.
So I was like, TK, the energy that you're giving immediately is just like bro. And that was funny that was like the scenario that I was working through because, and I will give more of like an energetics behind it, but throwing ourselves into a situation because we're afraid of being rejected, which we are all afraid of being rejected. Mm-hmm. No one wants to be rejected. TK, I've been there where I'm like, we can all just be best friends. And then the guy's like, wait, but like, what if I liked you? And then you're just immediately giving friend zone vibes. Like, no. If anyone listening right now is cultivating more romance in their life or seeking partnership, you've got to go in a little softer. And I'm going to give a couple tips. Okay. First tip is that TK and I are both the type of people that want to be like chaotic and crazy and da-da-da, you know, that's giving that like that cute friend girl energy, right? Mm-hmm. If we're going to start integrating more of our feminine energy, which everybody here, no matter how you identify, we all have a balance of masculine and feminine energy inside of us. Our masculine's that go-getter, that grind, girly go that you've
girl
been
boss.
In, girl boss energy. It's very to-do list and task-oriented. It's that kind of, that aggression that we need at times. Mm-hmm. That's why we have a nice little balance. Our feminine energy is more of the pleasure and play of, like, let's really enjoy what we're doing and like really slow it down. And so the first thing I always tell people is if you're going into a situation where you're seeking partnership over friendship or, you know, like relationship over just friendship, to really slow down. It's the first thing that shifts you into your feminine. Like, okay. Think about how when you're talking to God, like, oh my God, hey, oh my God, hey, what are you up to? Versus like, hey, I'm TK. So nice to meet you.
Oh my God.
You know?
Yes.
Like, it doesn't have to be like, I'm all of a sudden turning into like a sex pot. Like, you don't have to do anything. Like, you know, but like.
No, I want
to
be a sex pot. Well,
I mean, you don't have to be like, me, no. It's like, hey, what if we just like be settled a little?
Okay.
And we were just like really slow. We're just like, hey, I'm TK, you know? Like, because if you're like kind of slow and like you're, it provides a little bit of like a little bit of mystery there. And All you have to do is really just kind of settle in the body and slow down a little bit versus coming in hot, like the chaotic friend energy vibe. Because then that you're setting the tone for how, for your example, how men will receive you. You're not even giving them a chance to come towards you, right?
Got it.
So kind of the first thing I always tell people is like a good a slowdown is always a good one on a date, which is it's just like a conscious practice because we can get like nervous or excited. But then I told her to really play in our feminine energy, which is one, actually scheduling more time for play, for enjoyment, for romance, putting that in the calendar. But also my favorite way to implement more of the feminine energy is to use clothes. Like I think clothes carry such an energetic makeup. Like you could literally be anyone. You can go on a date and be a completely different character. You could be the most girliest, flirtiest girl in the world and put on like the cutest little dress. Something just makes you feel flirty and femme versus sometimes we unconsciously, or I've done this subconsciously, will put on, you know, a hoodie and something baggy and a trucker hat and my Converse because I'm being cool girl. And then it's like,
me.
Yeah, which is
my literal outfit right now.
Okay, but this is different because you're in the setting and it's me and you. I'm not calling you out. But like, think about what we're actually picking out to put on our bodies before we go into a potential setting where it's like, how do, like, and maybe that makes you feel feminine, whatever. But like, the clothes that you put on your body, I want you to really think, like, how am I feeling? Am I showing up as this version of TK that's inviting in more romance? Or am I showing up as this version of TK who's wearing armor to the world?
Really good. That's a really good tip. I will say anytime I put on like a cute little sundress, I'm like, I'm so cute and girly.
Yeah.
It makes you feel a little different.
Yeah. It shifts your energy. And like, I'm not saying everybody has to put on a flirty sundress. Really just play with it, what you're putting on your body, because there's so much that I could unpack with the energetics of clothing and how we show up is really a reflection of how we're feeling on the inside.
Okay, I love that. The next question that I asked you was, what area of my life will bring me the most happiness? Here, I think you were talking about, like, connections.
We're like, guys, this was 2 months ago. I'm thinking, hold on.
I have, like, a whole video of the reading, so I need to go back and, like, look at it all.
Because this was, like, All of the questions and answers are very multifaceted.
Yeah. They all kind of connected too. Let me read through the other ones too.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
What area in my career will bring me the most success, which I think also had to do with the connections and the creative direction.
We talked a lot about how TK is like here to foster connection, build connection. Like I could see that turning into her own type of media production agency. I did do a lot of kind of future casting there, like how she's coming, like August is going to be like a huge month for her, a lot of like growth and expansion, and this spring brings romance into the life, so you guys,
this spring,
yeah, stay tuned. So we'll see, but it was really, I think a lot of it was stepping more into these bigger, because you hold a big vision, and it's like, oh, that was part of it too, it was like you see this big vision for people that other people can't see. And so you're going to be hired and invited into these situations where people are like, TK's our girl. Because not only does she bring the vision, she also sees the best in all the people that are a part of this project, right? It was like, you're bringing this like energy and the support, but also this vision that other people may not have. That was a big part of what you're moving into that is going to ultimately turn into more of your own company, both in front of and behind the camera.
Which was really cool to hear.
Yeah.
Because I resonated with that
a lot. And I also wrote, like, we were talking, like, big brands, like, big brand production. Like, she's going to be what am I trying to say? Like someone that comes in just to work on this project, like highly sought after.
You're saying like creative director, yeah. producing, yeah. Yeah, stuff like yeah. that, which I mean, I already do, but I feel like you were talking about a way bigger scale.
Much bigger scale.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Maybe you learned something from my reading. I hope you did. I sure did myself. It was such a great experience, and I will be going back to Anna Grace my next crisis.
I'm always happy to support.
No, it was fabulous. I guess I wanted to ask you before we wrap things up, because you're about to turn 30, and I love asking this question to yeah. people that are, you know, in their late 20s. What do you wish you would have kind of tapped into in your earlier 20s?
You know what? I guess I could go a lot of directions with this, but the first thing that's coming to me is I wish I would have tapped into more of a community that didn't revolve around just going out or alcohol.
Great.
And I think that's a really universal
great advice
situation for everyone. It's like I just caught myself feeling like the only way I could go out and seek connection was if I drank, but I actually like never really wanted to be like drunk.
Yeah.
Like I didn't like being hungover. Like it didn't really resonate with me, but I just really wanted to feel close and friendship and community, and somehow it translated into like always just having to go out. But I think you all wake up one day and you're like, what the fuck? Why am I here? Like, yeah. What are we doing? And so I just want to, yeah, like what?
Me every time I go out.
I know. It's like you go out because you don't want to be alone, but then you're like out and you're like, whatever. So I wish that I would have encouraged myself to explore like hobbies or like how you play tennis, or to like get out and do something at least once a week, go to a yoga sound bath, go to a class, go to like literally anything at least at one point a week, once mm-hmm. a month. Do something that is not revolved around like only going out. I just think that's so important for people. And that's another way that we actually like can meet people, because like everyone's looking for friends. Everyone at some point feels lonely. Everyone's looking for a partner. And I wish that I would have encouraged myself to do something, try something new, like go to a ballet class, take a freaking horseback riding class. I don't know. Do anything.
Well, it's how you actually connect with people too on a yeah. deeper level, because like yeah, we all have the like drunk deep talks in the bathroom with a stranger which is great,
yeah,
but I feel like the times that I really make progress with friendships or within friendships is when we are doing those activities and bonding over them while we're sober.
Yeah, well I think it's healthy to have, you can have the deep conversations with people if alcohol is involved, but also it's like that can't be our only source of connection, you
or
know?
Fun.
Or fun. Mm-hmm. That was a big thing for me. It was like, and I think you and I are both really fun people, and I don't drink anymore. Moving to Florida and like doing the energy work, it's just I can't drink and do the work that I do. But it's like I'm still fun. Like I wanted to go out because I wanted to like feel fun and listen to music and dance and do all these things, but it's like doing them in a way that can still foster community or allow you to feel connected to people mm-hmm. in a way, like in just one other way area that's not always just like at a bar or in mm-hmm. a setting. Because I feel like those people, when I stopped drinking and got more into energy work, it's like those were the first people to fade away.
Yeah. Oh my God, 100%. Also, that's great advice for anyone that just moved to a big city.
Yeah.
That is how you meet real ass friends, is at the random class you go to on a Thursday in the middle of the day, or you know, your tennis lesson or your pottery class, whatever it is. Like it sounds silly, but it deadass is true. Like that's where you meet your best friends in a new city, because otherwise you're just gonna see each other at Thirsty Thursday and like not really know each other, like their siblings' names or like what they do
yeah.
during the work week, like etc.
Right.
And majority of your life is typically when you're not out.
Yeah.
Drinking. So you want to make sure you're enjoying that.
Right.
And you're surrounded by people you love and you have best friends and whatever that you can just hang and be on your phones and you don't have to talk to. Like those are the types of friends you're
right.
looking for.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like there's nothing wrong with like going out and drinking, but I just kind of looked up one day and realized that I've really been like, what else do I have going on? And like, I never really made space for that as much. And two, if you're in these settings where you're going to a class and you're doing anything, I always tell people, like, just like, if you see someone in class that you feel like maybe is on the same page or you might jive with, I always would just like give them a compliment. Be like, oh my gosh, you were freaking crushing it in that class. Like, people literally are always going to be like, what? Oh my gosh, thanks. Like, everyone just wants to be like seen and recognized. And it's like, it's easier. Like, we make it harder in our head to connect with people. Like, anytime I see someone that's doing something that I want to cheer them on or be like, you look like, I'll be at the gym and I'm like, you look slay. You look incredible.
Like, slay.
To random girls. Like, I mean, I'm always just like, oh my God, yeah, pop off queen.
If someone came up to me in the gym and was like, slay, I would be like, my entire month is made.
Right?
Dead ass.
Like, all it takes sometimes is a simple compliment. Boom, you had a new best friend.
Love it.
Yeah. So
great, great tip.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Anna Grace, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on. I guess my last question is, because this podcast is called Making Moves.
Okay.
What would you say you're doing in your life right now to make moves?
Oh. Honestly, I have really been, coming on this trip for me has been making moves, like really making a productive, like we said, I watched the film and I was like, I really, really, really believe in my podcast and the energy work that I'm going into, and first owning it instead of being like, I kind of do this thing and it's like kind of weird and like, I don't know if you guys know about it.
Yeah,
no,
don't
I
dumb
just
it down.
Say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. So one is like owning where I'm at, but also making productive, like big moves to plan trips, to put myself in uncomfortable situations.
Hell yeah.
To ask people to come on my show, to accept these invitations, to show up in a space where maybe no one's heard of the Akashic Records, but doing the things right now that feel uncomfortable or foreign or scary, like really vulnerable, putting myself out there has been where I have landed this vacation. Mm-hmm. This isn't really a vacation. It's a work trip, but it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's felt like a vacation. So I think it's just coming down to, I'm in a phase right now of owning, stepping into my power.
Great.
And being vulnerable and not being scared and not explaining myself.
Oh, that's so huge.
Just fuck that.
Goes back to the people pleasing.
Yeah. Thing. It's just people pleasing. And here's the thing. I struggle with that. Not into what I'm into, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Life's too short.
Doesn't matter.
I love it. This has been awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today.
Thank you for having me. I literally, you guys, I cannot say enough good things about TK. I love her so much. She's such a just bright light. The world needs more of her. And
no, the world needs more of you.
I want you guys to all be on this journey of rooting for TK to bop and to play. And
oh, yeah, play. That was
play,
a big word. Bop, play. Play.
Just do travel, all the things.
That random.
Set your soul on fire. She is just this freedom unicorn. And we're setting her free, baby. I love Woo-hoo! You.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited to eat dinner with you tonight.
I can't wait.
We're going to go have a girly pop dinner. Where can everyone follow you, listen to the podcast, potentially get a reading, et cetera?
Yes.
Pimp yourself out.
Thank you so much. So I'm at Anna Grace Newell on Instagram and TikTok. And my podcast is called AG University, and it's a school all about connecting with your intuition. So no matter what your belief system is, come one, come all, you'll get some information there, some little tasty treats to take away. And there is always a link to my newsletter in my bio. It's in the podcast. It's everywhere. And that's where you can get deeper information if you are truly curious about the Akashic Records readings. We only open a few spots each month for
She's booked and busy doing all the celebrities now.
Yeah, but you can squeak in. I do have priority readings, and I also do a live group reading if you have a question.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, on my podcast. So I have options for everyone. I'm coming out with courses if you need access to me, or you need to clear your house, you need to reset your energy, like whatever. You guys, one stop shop, AG University. I've got you covered. Thank you for having me. I love you.
Well, love you guys so much, and be sure to subscribe, follow Anna Grace on everything. She is one of my dear friends, and I'm just lucky to be in her presence. So you need to follow her so you can get a little bit of that energy in your life. And be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
Compliments.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.